So Hare Krishna, I want to thank all of you very much for coming to this lecture series called Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his pastimes and his teachings. This will actually be the last pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which we discuss during this series of lectures. Here comes a garland. Thank you very much. Haribol. For those of you who would like to have a little summary and who have maybe not, who are coming just now to the lecture series, we had on the first day, Saturday, the Ratha Yatra pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, where we also observed a great devotee and of Mahaprabhu getting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Who remembers who this great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was who obtained the mercy? Maharaj Prataparudra, the king of Puri. Yes, he satisfied Lord Chaitanya by devotional service, and also he swept the cart of Lord Jagannath, or swept before the cart of Lord Jagannath, and he also obtained the mercy of the devotees. And from this we have taken out a principle that if we wish to attain the Lord, we must somehow or other satisfy the devotees first, and also approach the Lord by devotional service. Then on Sunday we had a little overview over the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, which take daily place in the spiritual world, starting around this time when Lord Chaitanya goes down to the Ganga. It's actually 6 o'clock, and he should be on his way now to Mother Ganga, and he offers a Ganga puja, and then afterwards worships the Lord in the house, and then they go for the Kirtan Leelas to Shiva's Thakur. From this extracted a principle. We were saying that devotees of Lord Chaitanya like to know each day, each time of the day, what the Lord does at this time to absorb themselves. And we were talking a little bit about absorption in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and how important it is to purify our minds by thinking always of Lord Chaitanya and not forgetting him. On Monday, we had a very sobering class. We observed Devananda Pandit in relationship to Lord Chaitanya. Devananda Pandit teaches us in a negative way. He had committed an offense against Shiva's Thakur and therefore could not understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu waited to forgive Devananda Pandit. He waited to the time when Devananda Pandit actually was serving Brakeshvara Pandit. So we talked a little bit about offenses in devotional service and how they block our true understanding of the Bhagavatam in spiritual philosophy. Tuesday, this was yesterday, we heard an amazing Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who actually revived the dead son of Shiva's Thakur. And we were then listening with rapt attention how Shiva's Thakur's son, who had died and who had been brought back to life by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gave very relevant instructions about the eternality of the soul. From it, we extracted also a philosophical point that actually Krishna consciousness, as Prabhupada said so often, begins when you understand, I'm not the body, I'm an eternal soul. Today's lecture will be called I will see. And how this is so, we will hear today. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadharha Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Bo. As always we have to say, it would be enough to just chant. So today we want to narrate one pastime of Lord Chaitanya, which is called the Mahaprakash Leela, the Leela of the Great Manifestation. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, by hearing this Leela, the Vaishnavas attain all desires. Who of you has desires in the heart? Most of you. So whatever these desires are, today you will, when you hear this Leela with rapt attention, these desires will be fulfilled. Hare Krishna. Please listen attentively so that you can obtain your goals. And try to fix on your spiritual desires. We do not wish to have millionaires running out of the tent after this lecture. But millionaires in Krishna Bhakti should run out. This Leela is also called Sata Parahira Bhava, the ecstasies of 24 hours. It is so called because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went in a divine state for 24 hours throughout the day. And during this time, he showed the devotees many incarnations which he had, which Krishna had taken throughout the many, many millions of years. This is incarnations of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He ate wonderfully by eating so many preparations during this 24 hours. He gave to many pure devotional service, and in the end had an Abhishek ceremony performed with him. Later, during this time, Lord Chaitanya was crowned to be the king of all kings. And how this is so, and all these little pastimes, we will now try to explain to yourself, to your good selves. Yes. One evening, Lord Chaitanya went to the house of Srivas Thakur. And as usual, he started to look into the four directions. This was an, the Lord Chaitanya looked like this. He wanted to indicate that from all the directions, the holy name of the Lord should be sung. On some nights, previous nights, Lord Chaitanya had gone to the altar and sat down on the altar, more or less unaware about what he was doing. But this night was different. Lord Chaitanya didn't show his godhood in an unaware way. He was perfectly aware that he would now manifest his divine forms to all the devotees. This was a night, where Vrindavan Das Thakur says, a night without pretense. Normally, Lord Chaitanya used to always hide his godhood and not admit that he is God. We know, for instance, in Puri, one very nice pastime, where Advaita Acharya during Harinam Sankirtan told to the devotees, today we will sing a different song. Today we will sing Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya and glorify Sri Krishna Chaitanya. We will not sing Hare Krishna or glorification of Sri Krishna Murari and so on. We will sing the names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the kirtan came on. The devotees became more ecstatic and ecstatic, and a huge kirtan party of many of the associates and an endless amount of people moved to the in the direction of the Gambira. When Lord Chaitanya heard this kirtan, he rushed out of the Gambira and said, what are you doing? I instructed you to chant Lord Krishna's name. Why do you chant my name? Who has told you to give up chanting the names of Krishna and chant my name? Who? He looked around and all the devotees became fearful. They didn't want to say it was Advaita Acharya. Who wants to tell? But they could also not say it. So finally, Shivas Thakur came. Shivas Thakur went before Lord Chaitanya and he made a pantomimic move. He didn't say anything, he just took his hand and covered the sun. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, is this an answer? I asked you who said to do my kirtan and you are covering the sun? And Shivas Thakur answered, my dear Lord, is it possible to cover the hand, to cover the sun by the hand? No, it is not possible. In the same way, I want to ask you, is it possible for you to cover that you are he? Tion. You cannot cover your divine godhood, just like it is not possible to cover the sun with a hand. And then they went, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya! And everyone went again into a divine state of chanting and dancing to Lord Chaitanya's names. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just shook his head at that time, went into his hut, closed the door and took a rest. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time was defeated, so to say. But generally he always used to close his ears when people would call him Krishna, and he would say, Vishnu, Vishnu, it is a great offense that you are doing. I cannot hear this. On this night, however, Lord Chaitanya was not in the mood of a devotee. He went into the mood of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What you will hear now, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, is so amazing that some of you might think it is an exaggeration. Some of you might even think there is some illusion in this katha. But he assures us there is not even half a sesame seed of illusion in the description which follows now. Most of you will be in divine ecstasy, or divine ecstasy is maybe too much, will be shocked to hear, with great pleasure shock, I mean. But please don't allow your mind even for 1 second to think that what you hear is not true. It is true. We are assured. It's the truth. Lord Chaitanya sat down and he looked in all the directions, showering his mercy upon the devotees. Then he looked at them and he told them, sing my Abhishek song. The devotees immediately sang a song befitting the Abhishek ceremony, where the Lord is bathed with many nice liquid substances. And then they became aware what Lord Chaitanya wanted. He wanted an Abhishek. He allowed himself to be bathed as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Usually you take 108 pots for an Abhishek, but during this night, thousands of pots were brought from the Ganga. The water was filtered through a cloth so that there was no straw or anything in the water. The water was mixed with camphor, sandal, aguru, kumkum, musk and divine fragrances. And then the Lord Nityananda stood before the Lord and he chanted the Purusha Shukta prayers. This was the signal for all the devotees to rush forward with the water and bathe Lord Chaitanya's wonderful divine effulgent figure, which soon was wet and water was coming down on all sides. Let us hear for a moment the Purusha Shukta prayer from maybe the first one. No? I only know one line. Purusha evedam gum. It's a very rhythmical chanting. And it's a very, creates a wonderful atmosphere. Our Bhakti Vidya Puna Maharaj and the Gurukul is chanting this. While Lord Nityananda stood there and chanted, "You are the Lord with thousands of heads, who sees everything, who accepts everything," all the ladies went in ecstasy and ululuted. Jayapataka Maharaj will be able to give a more accurate sound of the uluating sound of Bengal. It is described that the Abhishek became so ecstatic, meaning that so much water flowed, that the demigods landed from outer space where the Abhishek was done and participated, pouring water about Lord Chaitanya. The scripture says, a person who even in meditation offers a drop of water to the Lord is purified. Like when you sit down, meditation, offer a drop of water to the Lord, you are purified. Now, a person who in meditation bathes the Lord, is never punished by Yamaraj. But when someone actually gives an Abhishek to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the benefits which this person achieves cannot be compared with anything in the world. So the dear devotees of Lord Chaitanya were enormously benefited. They said many, many wonderful prayers, and I thought to read to you a little bit the prayers which the devotees chanted, because we can all pray them together. It will be very good for us. O Master of all the universes, glory, glory, glory,
glory,
to you.
To you.
Please place your glance of mercy,
on this world,
burning with troubles.
Burning troubles.
O first cause of all causes, glory to you.
Glory to you.
O Father of all, glory to you. O Lord, who started the Sankirtan move, you have descended to this world. Glory, glory to you. It is a very, very nice prayers, really. You want to hear one more prayer, or? Mm-hmm. How should it be? Extraordinary or Extraordinary. Okay. O Lord, who wear the garments of a cowherd boy. O Lord, who rest on the ocean of milk. Glory, glory to you. O playful Lord, who enjoy transcendental pastimes. O Lord, who make yourself visible to please your devotees. Glory, glory to you. You can see there were really glorifications of Lord Chaitanya. Then when Lord Chaitanya heard his devotees praising him in this devotional mood, he took his lotus feet and stretched it out so that the devotees could worship his lotus feet. They soon came and put fragrant oils on his lotus feet. They even stuck tulasi leaves on the lotus feet of the Lord, which clearly shows that Lord Chaitanya was not at all in the mood of a devotee. In the offenses against tulasi, it is even mentioned we should try to avoid stepping on the shade of tulasi. What to speak of a devotee who steps on a tulasi leaf? This is very inappropriate, because tulasi is a pure devotee of the Lord. Only the Lord, Lord Krishna or Vishnu Tattva, we say, can accept tulasi feet on his tulasi leaves on his feet. So Lord Chaitanya allowed himself to be worshipped like this. Then, in a smiling way, he said, "Bring me," Lord Chaitanya said, "bring me something to eat." The devotees brought bananas, because, you know, what to do? There was not much prepared. They were not. Mung dal. They brought milk, coconuts, and there was sandish. Lord Chaitanya took all and ate it in abundance. He did not stop. He ate everything and more. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded to do something very wonderful. He began to reveal the past lives of his devotees. And he showed how even in a past life, Lord Chaitanya had some relationship with his dear devotees. For instance, Lord Chaitanya told Srivas Thakur how about this encounter with Devananda. One devotee was not present in the group of devotees. Lord Chaitanya saw this and immediately said, "Get this devotee." And he told the devotee, "Once you had a very strong fever. Do you remember at that time there was no physician around? All of a sudden a physician came. I was that physician. I had taken on the form of that physician." Then he said to Gangadas, "Gangadas, when I had not yet appeared, you were already my devotee. You had at that time worshipped Lord Krishna. When you heard that the Muslim soldiers were sent by the king to get you and punish you." Oh, Gangadas began to totter. "Do you remember?" Gangadas, "Yes." "Do you remember how you took your wife and your family and you ran with them to the Ganga in order to escape the Muslim soldiers?" "Yes," said Gangadas. "Do you remember there was no boatman at that time to take you over the Ganga?" Gangadas felt that that existential fear which he had at that time. He again felt how he feared that his dear wife would be captured by the soldiers, thrown on the ground, and her chastity would be violated. by them. Do you remember how I came? How at that time, from nowhere, it was early in the morning, a boatman came and said, come, come on my boat. Kangata said, yes, I remember. There were no boats around, but all of a sudden, from out of the fog, a boatman came. I was that boatman, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I came to save you and your family from the Muslim soldiers. In this way, Lord Chaitanya told many episodes about the devotee's life, which had happened before he appeared, showing that already before the appearance as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was with his dear devotee and saved them. When Gangadas heard how the Lord had come down from Vaikuntha to row him over the river, he fainted. At that time, the dear devotee surrounded Lord Chaitanya and combed his hair. Lord Chaitanya was becoming more and more merciful to his devotees. He took his lotus stopala and touched the chest of the devotees with his lotus feet. Please see the merciful glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is so nicely depicted on this merciful picture. Lord Chaitanya really knew how to please the devotees. Who of you would like the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya on his chest? Really? It would be so good, no? I would try to place it in the heart region so that all the dirt would go out. Most probably you wouldn't be conscious of anything if you have the the feet of the Lord on your chest. It would be so good. This blessing was accorded also to Haridas Thakur. When Haridas Thakur left his body in the presence of the Lord placed his lotus feet on Haridas Thakur's chest and rested them softly there. Then Lord Chaitanya said, call Sridhar. It would be very nice to get into an elaborate description of Kolavecha Sridhar, but I think he is so much known in our ISKCON circles that for many it would be a repetition. Here I will only say that Sridhar in the end was blessed by Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya showed him the form of Krishna and Balaram standing under a tamal tree. There was Ananta Shesha shading Krishna Balaram with his hoods like a parasol umbrella. Kolavecha Sridhar saw the four-faced Brahma and the five-faced Lord Shiva and Sanaka, Narada and Shukadev and other saints offering prayers to Krishna and Balaram. Then Lord Chaitanya went into another phase. Now he wanted to bless his devotees with boons and benedictions. He said, asked for a boon. And there were many boons which were asked for, but I want to concentrate on one which looks like a boon for Croatia. Advaita Acharya at that time requested the Lord to give love of Godhead to everyone except the proud people. But one devotee came to Lord Chaitanya and asked him the typical Croatian boon. My father is against the fact that I'm a devotee and associating with the devotees. Can you please help and bless my father? My father does not allow that I come here. Lord Chaitanya blessed the father, and the father became a devotee. We have a devotee couple here, and the father and mother of the Mataji were very much against the fact that the Mataji would associate with the Hare Krishna movement and later marry 100% Hare Krishna wala. They were very much against it. But Lord Chaitanya blessed the parents, and recently the parents were seen to start reading our literature, and also they have started to offer their foodstuffs and blessed their neighbors with spiritual instructions. So this is Lord Chaitanya's blessing. So if your father and mother are not so happy with your involvement in Krishna consciousness, pray to Lord Chaitanya and he might make your father and mother favorable. Even Ayataksi's mother, she now makes socks for the devotees for the cold winter. Lord Chaitanya can turn the parents around and make them understand that Krishna consciousness is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now we come to the second main person of the evening. There was one devotee, however, who was not allowed to come before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during that night. This devotee wanted to come, but he simply didn't have the power to approach the Lord. I think we all know this sometimes. We want to come closer to Krishna. We even want to come to a Krishna conscious event, but it seems we don't have the power to go. Something doesn't work. We are not allowed. This can happen also to us in our spiritual life. But here is a very exalted devotee, Mukunda, who didn't have the power to come before the Lord. He was standing outside and he could not come. The devotees were pleading Chaitanya. Mukunda is there, your dear devotee. He also wants to come and ask for a blessing. Can he not come? No, said Lord Chaitanya. The devotees looked at Mukunda, who was not able to come, and they saw Mukunda crying. Why can't Mukunda come? He's such a good devotee. Listen to the answer of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and please, this answer, take it to your heart. It might shape your future life in Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya will now give us an instruction about faith with an iron club. I will not look at such a person as Mukunda. Wherever this Mukunda goes, that wretch talks like the people he meets. When he is with the impersonalists, he says there is something better than bhakti. And when he is with the devotee, he places a grass between his teeth, he sings and dances and says, I'm just like you. He has created an offense. He can't see me as a result. The first time I heard it, I thought this has nothing to do with me. The second time I heard this instruction, I thought this has nothing to do with me. The third time I heard this instruction, I understood it might have something to do with me. And the fourth time I heard this instruction, I began to understand it has everything to do with me. Dear devotees, when we want to approach Krishna, it's not enough to say, I yavolim Krishna, yavolim Prabhupada, I like Krishna, Prabhupada, I want Prabhupada. We must also act like this and consistently everywhere talk like this. Jagadananda Pandit in Prema Vivata makes the point, there are many, many people who say, I am a devotee of Gauranga. But they are not devotees of Gauranga because they do not follow his order. This is very, very important to follow the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You must be consistent in your bhakti. You can't be a shell devotee whose outside is one thing and whose inside is another thing. You must be a complete devotee. Mukunda's situation was special. Before he was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had one guru, an impersonalistic guru, and this guru had instructed him to not think highly of bhakti, but to think highly of jnana. When Mukunda heard that the Lord did not approve of his half-half bhakti, no? Half when he was with the devotees, but half impersonalistic talk when he was with the impersonalists, Mukunda decided in his heart, I have no right to keep this body. I will drop this offensive body at the spot. But before he did this, he asked Srivas, before my end comes, ask the Lord when I will see him again, when I can see him again. And he started to weep, tears of ecstasy and sadness. And all the devotees began to cry, sympathizing or emphasizing with this wonderful devotee. Lord Chaitanya was still in his intense mood and he said, after 10 million births, he will see me. Lord Chaitanya said it very loud and Shiva's Pandit could hear it as he was standing outside. 10 million births, after 10 million births. Mukunda heard it. Mukunda was so happy. He said, I will see. And he danced in ecstasy. When Lord Chaitanya heard inside that this devotee said, I will see. He said, bring Mukunda. Bring him at once. Mukunda by that time could not walk any longer. He had fallen on the ground and the people just picked him up and carried him inside to where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Mahaprabhu said, when you heard that after 10 million I will see you danced in ecstasy. By that faith, you have made me a prisoner in your heart. Mukunda, I am in the prison of your heart. I cannot leave it. The walls are very strong and thick. This faith really has captured me. At that time, a wonderful dialogue took place, and I have made a few notes on this dialogue to tell you very quickly another secret of bhakti. The first point which we have said is, be a real bhakta, be it 24 hours during the day, be a bhakta in the universe, be a bhakta in your marriage. Be a bhakta when the lights go out. Be a bhakta when you... What else do we do? Sing, when you walk, when you sleep. Be a devotee. Be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Don't be this one time and then another time this. This is not pleasing to the Lord. I don't think the Lord will see you only after 10 million births when you are like this, but... you should improve. The next point is a very great secret, and I think it is very, very nice. When Mukunda was blessed by the Lord, he reflected on the wonderful nature of bhakti. He understood, Mukunda knew that only if you have bhakti in your heart can you appreciate the Lord. I think we all have seen this during the summer camp. When we come with bhakti in the heart in the kirtan, we feel extremely enlivened and happy to be in the kirtan. But when there is no bhakti, we cannot, we think the kirtan is temperamental noise sung by unmelodious throats and so on. You can only appreciate Krishna consciousness through the eyes of bhakti, not through the eyes of the intellect, not through the eyes of the rational intelligence. You need bhakti to see Krishna consciousness. And so Mukunda said, I am a fool. Yasam budala. But somehow you have given me bhakti in my heart so that I can feel the bliss of seeing you. Duryodhan saw you, but he had no bhakti in the heart, so therefore he did not feel blissful to see you. The kings from whom you kidnapped Rukmini had no bhakti in their heart. Therefore, they attacked you with arrows. Hiranyaksha, who fought with you in your boar incarnation, had no bhakti in the heart, and therefore he blasphemed you, calling you a swine. But those who have bhakti are blessed. Shiva, for instance, has bhakti in the heart, and therefore he can give blessings and is known as the auspicious one. Ananta Shesha has such bhakti in the heart that he can carry the whole planet and do extraordinary work. And Vyasadev, the author who was frustrated, became blissful when he got bhakti in the heart by his association with Narada Muni. But I'm a fool. I'm no more worthy than a heap of ashes. And Mukunda began again to cry. Lord Chaitanya raised him and said, Mukunda, wherever you sing, I will come at once. You have so much bhakti that during your kirtan, I will be present. We have heard this morning from Jayapataka Maharaj about the legendary kirtans in Kituri Gram, where Narottama Das Thakur sang with so much ecstasy that Lord Chaitanya became present at his kirtan. Lord Chaitanya became present where Lord Nityananda chanted. Why? Because Lord Nityananda had bhakti in his heart. Lord Chaitanya became present where Raghava Pandit offered foodstuffs to him. Why? Because Raghava Pandit has bhakti in the heart. Lord Chaitanya appears regularly in the kirtans of Srivas Thakur. Why? Because Srivas has bhakti in the heart. And Lord Chaitanya appears regularly at the fourth place. Who knows the fourth place where Lord Chaitanya appears? What? Sachimata's, yes, house, where Sachimata offers foods to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya appears where bhakti is. Now he says there is a fifth place where Mukunda sings the glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Have you seen kirtans where all of a sudden the atmosphere changed and you become very blissful? Have you also been in this dry desert kirtans where you go through the desert and you see only Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj dancing? What is the difference? One has bhakti in the heart and another does not have bhakti in the heart. Then we cannot see. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says when there is kirtan, there should be a minimum of one pure devotee present to attract the Lord. Hare Krishna. It seems in the Premantura summer camp we have many pure devotees because some of the kirtans are really nice and legendary. And it seems the Lord is present here. And then Lord Chaitanya explained, only by devotional service, by bhakti, can any auspiciousness be achieved. And he gave the example of the washerman. Do you know that the washerman who was killed by Lord Krishna in his Krishna Leela was already a washerman in Ram Leela? Many, many millions of years ago when Lord Ramachandra appeared, that washerman was there in the capital of Ayodhya, and he one day told his wife, who was not present in the night, I'm not like Lord Ram, who accepts a woman who has been out of station. Yes, he was offensive. I'm not like a hand-picked husband. Later that washerman took great austerities as a yogi, and he became a washerman in Krishna Leela, but on the wrong side. He washed the clothes for Kamsa. And when Lord Krishna came and wanted to take the cloth, they said, no, no, no. Krishna gave him the Angani Yasya treatment, where showed where each limb can do the function of all other limbs. He mercifully relieved him from his sinful head. So the washerman, Lord Chaitanya said, had done so many austerities, but in his heart there was no bhakti, and therefore he could not appreciate me. I give no mercy to persons who have no devotion to me. I stop them from feeling happiness when they see me. And then Lord Chaitanya at the end gave this blessing. Mukunda, whenever you sing, I will distribute devotion through your throat. Lord, when Mukunda sang very sweetly, and then Lord Chaitanya even said, the circle of the Vaishnavas will melt when you sing. Whenever I descend, you will come with me and you will be my singer. Later Lord Chaitanya had taken sannyas and he went with a few devotees to Jagannath Puri. One of the devotees was Mukunda. It was only about 5 devotees or so. They came to a very dangerous area where a Muslim king lived who took joy by taking saints and Vaishnavas and pilgrims and putting them on lances. Do you know what this means? A lance is established, or even a pole, an angespitzte pole, and you are put, not you, the person is put there with through one of the holes which lies underneath the belts, the belt, and he is slowly sinking into this spear, and he screams in agony. It's one of the most painful and slow deaths you can imagine. So they came through this area of this king who was such a torturer, such a Count Dracula. Yes. Count Dracula is reported to have done that also. I mean the historic Dracula. Lord Chaitanya had to take a boat on the river, avoiding the streets where this king had his soldiers to capture pilgrims. So in the midst of the night they were rowing. They only had heard the ching, shh, of the oars, all of a sudden Lord Chaitanya turned to Mukunda and said, "Sing, Mukunda, sing the names of the Lord." Mukunda, in a very sweet voice, began to follow the order. Lord Chaitanya began to dance on the boat in glorification, and the man who rowed the boat went like, "What are you doing? There are the soldiers on the bank of the river. There are tigers hunting. There are terrible alligators and robbers here. Stop, you are singing. I have a wife and children." Mukunda stopped singing. Lord Chaitanya looked at him and said, "Sing, Mukunda, sing louder." And then he turned to everyone and said, "Don't you know, if you sing the names of the Lord, you will be protected by the Sudarshan Chakra of the Lord." He said this. Hare Krishna. So, whenever I descend, you will be my singer. So this is was the story. And it is said, anyone who feels happiness hearing these narrations will meet Lord Chaitanya face to face. Have you felt some happiness in your heart feeling this? Good. So you are, that means some bhakti must be in the heart, you will certainly be able to then relish the Lord's presence in your life. Hare Krishna, let me please summarize the two important lessons. There are millions of lessons most properly in here, but I wanted to focus your attention on two lessons here. Be a real devotee. It's time to become real. The second is, we will only be able to see Krishna consciousness through the eyes of bhakti. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadeva hridayesho vilokayanti. To see actually the deities, to see and understand the devotees, to see the holy name is only possible through the eyes of bhakti. Other people cannot see. They can only lick the glass of honey from the outside, but not go through the glass into the sweetness of Krishna consciousness. And it's so nice that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent incarnation of the Lord, who is ready to give bhakti to even those who hear about his pastimes. Lord Chaitanya is present in Gauranga Katha, and therefore we feel some happiness when we hear the Gauranga Katha. Some bhakti starts already in our heart by such katha. So therefore I want to again thank you all very, very much for giving this very unfortunate Sachinandan Swami, who has really not bhakti in the heart, this chance to talk about these wonderful pastimes with your rapt attention, and hope that Mahaprabhu will bless all of you with this bhakti, the heart. He's after all the avatar. He has come to do this in this age. You just have to come and say, I'm very fallen. Mahaprabhu gives this bhakti to everyone who is one thing, humble. Lord Chaitanya only demands this one quality, Trinadapi Sunichena. He is very kind. This we have to come, we have to give to Lord Chaitanya. Then he will bless us with bhakti. It's his promise to Advaita Acharya, and he keeps his promises. Hare Krishna. I want to end here. I want to see now if you have any relevant questions to this. Yes. What happened after Mukunda sang? Aha, on that boat, you mean, if all the alligators came and all the soldiers and the tigers of... they continue to sing and they there is no incident reported in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. I think the person who rowed the boat started also to sing and lose his fear because Lord Chaitanya said he would manifest bhakti through the throat of Mukunda. Sometimes I think how nice it would be if we would have some digital recording of Mukunda singing. Or this would be very, very nice. But if you find one, please put it on the internet. I think the whole internet would burst into flames by the bhakti of Mukunda. Yes, they were saved. They were saved. Mm-hmm. Only special devotees can download this file. It seems Purnachandra has it. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for the question. Any other question which is there at this moment? Jai Gopal. Yeah, Jai Gopal corrects me. could you speak, please, more in detail about the boon which Advaita Acharya asked? It was actually Advaita Acharya, and I'm very thankful for this correction, who said to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please give bhakti to everyone, even the most fallen, except give bhakti to those who are proud. He mentioned the arrogant student community and so on. Later Advaita Acharya sent a very interesting and hidden message to Lord Chaitanya, which had very much to do with this boon. Advaita Acharya later said, "My dear Lord, please, Mataji, oh Mataji, Hare Krishna, 10 minutes, then the arati will start. Flexible time." We have this. So, actually, maybe we should not have flexible. We should not make the Lord wait. Later, and the message was, "My dear Lord Chaitanya," this is a message which came to Puri. "The market is satiated. Everyone now has bought rice." And something else. And this message said to Lord Chaitanya, "Lord Chaitanya, everyone has now pure love of God. You have blessed everyone with pure love of God. Now, please, you can go." It was Advaita Acharya who had called the Lord by his intense calling. Later on in this pastime, he had asked the Lord to perform a mission of distributing pure love to everyone. And when this mission was fulfilled, it was Advaita Acharya who, like a pujari who calls a deity for some certain time, now sent the deity away. That's what was in this mission, in this statement. The market is satiated, everyone has rice, no need. Hare Krishna. I'm a little afraid. Actually, the organizers told me we could have a flexible time. But I also asked them, I must say. What should we do? Maybe one more question, Veera Chandra.
And I suppose they are also eternally present in this Navadvip section, so to say, of Goloka Vrindavan. But then I'm a bit confused about, because it's Murari Chaitanya is for Onana Murari Chaitanya, Murari Gupta. If he is Ram's devotee, he's Hanuman and all that, then he should reside on Ayodhya. And how can he be in Navadvip simultaneously if he's in Ayodhya? And you know this distinction, Krishna devotees, Ram devotees, and I thought that only the devotees from Krishna Lila are taking part in Chaitanya Lila, eternally existing in on the Goloka plane.
This is a very detailed question, and it requires a lot to answer it properly, and I may not be qualified to answer it properly, but I know from Brihad Bhagavatamrita that some of these devotees whom you mentioned have also a part to play in Krishna Leela. Hanuman has a Leela, but these are very exalted devotees, but the ordinary case is that the devotees are going, are only bound to their deity, whom they worship. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is in the first part is a very nice episode where Narada Muni encourages Hanuman, "Let us go to the Pandavas." And Hanuman says, "No, I better don't go there, because the Pandavas associate with Krishna. My Lord Ram has only one wife, but Krishna, it becomes more difficult. There are many wives, and I might make an offense against this. So I better stay here." He wept tears. So of course, Hanuman is aware of Krishna, and we can't say he's not a Krishna lover, but he is more a Ram. He's a Ram lover. They have some part to play sometimes in Krishna Leela for instruction, maybe, but they never come too close. That's a fact. But ordinarily, it is like you have said, that a devotee is worshipping one Ishta Devata, and he's sticking with this. Hare Krishna. Good. So I want to thank you very, very much. I have heard tomorrow is another session, but it won't be a Chaitanya Leela. It's my greatest surprise for all of you. I want to tell you how a thief became a devotee. It is a very moving story, which you might tell your grandchildren. Hare Krishna. I also want to see if is Subangi here or her husband. If yes, please to come. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. One other announcement: Jai Pataka Maharaj will have an evening program at 8 o'clock, flexible time.